Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
You know, not too bad. Watched a terrible Captain America movie this morning, and
you say terrible, and I also say terrible.
Because it was, in fact, terrible.
Even
for the 1970 standard, that was terrible.
We got more of that to go, sad to say. Yeah.
We probably should have just watched the back-to-back, so we didn't have to sit through it twice.
That would have thrown off our rhythm.
Yeah, I know.
And our rating system.
And it would have...
For rundown reviews.
Yeah, and it would have made our day even longer.
Yeah. 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 Our day's already long with double recordings as it is.
Yeah. But that's okay.
But that's normal. That's what we're doing now. This is how the podcast goes.
This is how we do.
Anymore. So, yeah, we got some new additions. I finally got a new table for the basement.
Yeah, I like it.
It serves its purpose for right now. And then we'll get there. We have more people here instead of...
Do you have leaves?
Crowding. Well, no, I only got the one leaf that's already in.
Oh, I was like, because we... Well...
It's got locks and stuff.
No, I was just wondering how far it spread. Because sometimes you can get two leaves in there.
Maybe, probably. I'm not worried about that. Yeah. We can get four people around here and sit comfortably.
We could get six people around here and sit comfortably.
In theory. But I don't see us ever having more than four.
True. Well, unless we do like we did for the MCU.
That's a whole different thing.
That was so much fun.
That was fun. We'll get there eventually, maybe, hopefully.
When we get to see people again.
Yeah. When we're not in a pandemic.
Yep.
But we are actually reading some comics today.
Yeah.
Again,
The Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm. It is The Umbrella Academy issues 1-6, the first volume, Apocalypse Suite. That was released in 2007 by Dark Horse Comics. Story is by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance fame. The lead singer.
Oh, yeah. See, you could say My Chemical Romance. I know who you're talking about, but when you start talking about the people that are in it,
gotcha.
It's like,
yeah, it was one of those big deals because after MCR. Broke up or stopped making music, he started writing comics. This was his first one as far as I know. Also did a couple over at DC, I think some of the Young Animal stuff. We'll might get there eventually. I don't know about that.
That's kind of cool though.
Yeah. Art by Gabriel Ba.
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 Maybe.
B-A with a umlaut.
Is it
symbol? I don't know. It's a symbol.
The slash to the upper right. Yeah.
Colors by Dave Stewart, which we had a lot of him in the Firefly books we read. And then letters by Nate Picos of Blamebot. So what's that?
Okay.
You want to go ahead and start out?
Sure. So we open up with a professional wrestler, I think, fighting the space squid from Rigel X9.
Yeah.
And this is also happening at the same exact time that these children these women become extraordinarily pregnant with these kids, that some of them didn't even show signs of pregnancy up until pushing out kids.
Yep. 43 extraordinary children born all at the same time.
And not all of them survive, of course. Then we get introduced to Sir Reginald Hargreaves, who is, you know, this... world famous scientist. He's, you know, an entrepreneur. He's a gold medalist in some Olympic events. And an alien.
Space alien. So a lot of you, us included, our introduction to Umbrella Academy, like I knew about this comic, but our introduction was the show. There are currently two seasons out. There's a third season forthcoming. They dive into Reginald being a space alien in season 2.
Yes. But we never hear about it in season 1.
Nope. So this was interesting to see.
Yeah. But we get the 7 of these kids that he finds, numbered 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how even as babies they still have their masks.
Yeah.
That made me chuckle.
He has an agenda.
Yep. you know, he tells him that these kids are here to save the world.
Yeah.
So we get the beginning of their first real mission, I guess.
It's was 10 years after they were born.
Yeah. So they're all 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they are at the Eiffel Tower.
The day the Eiffel Tower went berserk.
Yeah. So they have levitating belts, which is kind of fucking
cool. Yeah, that's
kind of cool. And they are they all still here at this point in time?
Nope.
There's five gone five already.
Five disappeared.
Okay, so five is already gone by this point in time.
But we get the other five members because seven.
Yeah.
Because they don't have names yet.
That's right.
Seven is up on the ship, and Hargraves is like, well, you're not special.
Yeah.
So you don't need to play with the kids.
Yeah, you just stay up here because we don't want you down there. You'll just be a problem.
Yep. Oh,
and also, Hargreaves' name in this is Mr. Monocle.
Yes. We skip past the part where this guy fell off of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't jump. He was pushed. And then, you know, the next hour later, it's a bunch of people falling off the Eiffel Tower.
Huh.
And that's when the Academy shows up.
That's when they show up, yeah.
Yep.
I that part just didn't. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's important to bring up the Eiffel Tower being bad.
I guess that's true. So then you get this green blast that almost hits the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily they've got their levitating things on.
Yeah.
And this is the part right here where number seven is like in the thing because she's not special and she can't do anything.
He tells her to just go back and play your violin.
Yeah.
Like, just get out of my face.
Way to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mr. Monocle. So this part right here is where Ben dies.
No.
No?
No, Ben doesn't die until he's older.
Oh, I thought that was somewhere soon right here.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, like
because when they show him his statue, he's
oh,
in
that's
his
right. He's, yeah.
horror costume.
Yeah.
Older costume.
Anywho, they find out there's this thing going on inside of the Eiffel Tower,
mm-hmm.
and it's the zombie robot Gustav.
Eiffel,
yes, because it's the zombie robot of the guy that built the Eiffel Tower. Who is run
Why
by,
not, right?
I mean, who's run by a furnace in his chest.
Which is cool, man.
It's fantastic.
Really cool.
And then you've got number two. Fucking throws a knife into his forehead and kills him, but it also sets the Eiffel Tower into, like, takeoff mode, I guess. Like, it sets it off. It's some kind of space.
Well, yeah, well, Monocle shows up and says, yeah, that's not a monument.
It's a spaceship.
It's a spaceship.
Wait, I feel like this is taken right out of Men in Black. Anywho.
I mean, they saved the day. They saved all those people.
And they get free ice cream.
And the key to the city.
One scoop each. And then you've got this little scene with Mr. Monocle and Number One, where Number One says, I want to go to space. And he's like, oh, don't worry. You shall.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as if that was foreshadowing, I think we get 20 years later, where Number One is on the moon. And he's also half gorilla.
Yep.
Which is what we...
I think he's like 90% gorilla.
Yeah. Mostly gorilla.
But he gets a phone call.
From Pogo,
mm-hmm.
Who, I mean, if anybody's seen the show, knows the chimpanzee that...
the doctor that was around the house. But we also, as he goes, one goes back into his ship or wherever
his space house. Yeah.
We see a series of events going on. So, you know, Space Boy is what he got dubbed.
Uh-huh.
He is the first kid in space. Apparently he was on a mission to Mars that went bad, and Hargraves finds a way to save him by apparently putting him on a
monkey it's his body. Little kid head on this giant gorilla body.
Yeah. But also there we get headlines of the horror dead, Umbrella Academy disbands, the Jennifer incident, which don't know about that yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Then there's also one that says, I think it says Space Boy leaves Earth. So,
yeah. But he's getting a phone call. And also he's got this robot helper whose name is Ben.
Yep.
But he finds out that, you know, his dad died. So he jumps in his little spaceship and heads back to Earth.
Yep.
Then we get place in the city, a book on a nightstand that says Extraordinary, My Life as Number 7 by Vanya Hargreaves. And this Vanya is not very dressed in this.
Figured you'd appreciate that.
A little bit, yeah. She definitely looks different, a lot different than...
Elliot Page.
There you go. I couldn't remember what his name is now.
Yep.
Elliot Page. Like, as far... I'm not just talking, like, as far as, you know, obviously the comic doesn't look like him, but, like, she has super short hair. She's tall.
Yep.
Like, she's really tall.
Very... And I'm nothing against Elliot Page, but this Vanya is very feminine, where Elliot in the show
was more...
more, not tomboyish, maybe?
But non-binary, I guess I would say.
Yeah, like, non-binary, that'd be the best way to describe it. Like, it didn't... And I'm not saying that you have to show off your body, but... Like, she at the time, wasn't, like, purposely showing it off. Like, yeah. there was no distinguishing factors.
Well, exactly. And, like, especially, like, with the costumes they had her in with the show, which was fantastic, definitely did not match up with the costumes they have her in this, which is skin-tight leotard, basically. We'll get to that.
Well, actually, I don't think it's skin-tight leotard. We'll get to that, too.
Yeah. Anywho, but, she gets this call, where this person tells her that, you know, her father's dead, and she's like, you know, who is this? And they tell her just to show up at the Icarus Theater for revenge tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm conducting a suite, the first of its kind. It appears my chair for first violin has been rendered vacant. I'd like you to audition. Yeah, it's saying show up to the theater and be there at noon.
And then we go back to the Umbrella Academy, where Space Boy's ship shows up. Which I didn't notice this at first, but the ship actually says number 1 on it.
Yeah.
But he comes in and talks to Pogo, finds out that, you know, his dad's dead. And then number 5's there.
Yep. Number 5 is still a boy, even though we've seen 1 and Vanya.
All grown up.
Adults.
Adults, yeah.
So we can obviously assume the other ones are adults too.
If it's 20 years later, they'd be 30 years old. So yeah.
Yep.
Which and also makes them a lot older than they were in the show.
Yeah, well.
Ish. I mean.
The show did a lot with time travel.
Yeah.
Literally. But yeah, because at one point, Vanya went back when they were showing the Eiffel Tower. Vanya asked Monocle, you know, is number 5 down there? I don't see him. And Hargreaves is like, oh, I'm sure he's popped off to the future or something. It doesn't bother me. As whatever.
Yeah.
So he's been missing. Since then.
So 20 years.
Yeah.
For them.
Yep.
And that's, well, the end of the first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Umbrella Academy.